friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. We stick together, see it through, 'cause you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and stronger too, maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, a friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Good evening and welcome to Scooter Radio. I'm Jack McRobert and with me
is Kieran Barge. Hey, hi. How's it going?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
So we're here this evening to talk about Toy Story 4.
Yeah, first for us. So
we went to see it last night.
Yeah, how are you feeling? Have you gotten over it yet?
Yeah, it was a lot better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I mean, we were pretty skeptical from I think like everybody was, like, we thought that they had really wrapped it up nicely with 3 and there was no reason to continue it. And I still don't know how I feel about that, because whilst I loved it, I don't know if it was worth it in the end.
No?
No,
It's funny, because I didn't get the feeling that I thought I was going to get, in that they were just clutching for straws for, like, a story. I just want any decent story to make money. I didn't get, like, that at all. I just thought it was completely genuine.
100%. And, it felt like there was a story to tell here. So
it was emotional. We got attracted to the characters, didn't we? We got drawn in by them. And
yeah, I mean, with the old characters, that goes without saying. I mean, we've grown up with them for the last 24 years now. So we've been with them on this journey. The new characters, however, I think that was the most impressive part. Normally, I don't really like the new characters very much.
No, it was by far the funniest one out of all of them.
Definitely. I mean, I feel like Forky, like, stole the show. He was amazing. And was it Bunny and Ducky?
Yeah, they were so funny. Funny when they were just like them three plans they had.
Like ambushing the granny.
Jumping out of like the fridge and attacking it. That was brilliant.
But
a spoiler, by the way.
Oh yeah, this is going to be a spoiler filled video, so if you haven't seen it, don't watch it or listen. But what the first feeling I got about this was that right from the beginning, this felt like a film for adults.
Yeah,
and I got that impression while watching it. There wasn't actually many kids in the cinema as it was, but the ones that were there didn't seem to be as enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
This felt very heavy right from the first scene. And
what was it that gave it away? Was it the talking fork with, like, the eyes stuck on it?
What, in terms of how grown up it was?
Yeah.
No, it was. I mean, it starts off with Woody and Bo Peep trying to save RC, doesn't it? It takes place 9 years earlier.
Yeah.
While they were still with Andy. Mm. And it shows how Bo Peep got separated from them, because she wasn't into Toy Story 3, where she just get a reference to her that, oh, we've lost Bo.
Yeah.
But they never really explained why. So this is going back and telling that story. And when you see it on paper, you think, like, we don't really want to see that. It's like, that's not worth
another film.
When did 3
come out? Because I can't remember that much of it, to be honest.
2010 that came out. So it was 9 years ago.
Yeah, I literally haven't watched it since, like, then.
Yeah, too painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. That really made me cry. This one, I was close. I was very close.
I was holding back tears at the end of 3. I was like, no, this is embarrassing. I'm not going to cry.
Yeah. In fact, we got more emotional talking about it afterwards.
Yeah.
Talking about our lives, because we're relating, obviously, a lot to this, because we have literally grown up with these characters.
Yeah. And then to bring it all to an end, I think that's what we don't like, which is why we need sort of that escape in nostalgia. which is why we long for nostalgia, because we need to like escape from the real world and go back because we hate saying goodbye, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely. And this film is, most Lost films are about killing the nostalgia, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're always about moving onwards, and I think that is the theme of this film, is letting go of the past, moving onwards, and being happy with where you are right now.
Yeah.
So that speaks to us massively, because we're, as two people, we're always clutching onto the past. Yeah. I wanted to hold onto nostalgia, but maybe we should take up on this film's advice and kind of move on and be happy with what's going on in our lives right now. And I think that's what it is. That's what this film is about. And I got the feeling, like, as well, that the toys in this seemed like parental figures more so now than ever. Did you get that feeling from them? Like, they felt like they were looking after the kids more so. I never really got that feeling in the other three, but this one...
they keep referring to, even though they belong to someone else, they keep referring to them as, like, their kid. I've got a kid.
I've got a kid, yeah. And you know what? It's interesting because we've literally grown up with all these, and I feel like these have been released at exactly the right time each time one has come out. So I felt like first we were growing up with Andy. We were kids when he was kids, when he was going off to college, and three, we were going off to uni and stuff.
Yeah.
And now this one, I felt more close with the toys, rather, because it felt like most people, like, now, I mean, we're not, but most people our age now are parents. So I think it is still targeting the same age group, us 90s kids.
Yeah, we're not real children after we got let out of rehab.
Shh. Speaking of Forky, he needs to... I think, like, some of the characters in this were really, like, kind of deranged, weren't they? Did you get that feeling? Like, the humour wasn't really, like... I felt it was very adult. I don't know. A lot of the kids weren't really laughing when they were watching it.
No, those dolls, those four of them, they were scary. It reminded me of a cover of a Goosebumps book back in the day.
Yes, yeah, it was like Chucky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was interesting, actually, the villain aspect, because if you noticed in all the other Toy Story films, apart from Sid, like, say, for example, Stinky Pete, and then you have Lotso, they were closet villains to start off with. You didn't know they were bad guys until suddenly you have that big twist and then it turns out they were the bad guys all along. This one was different in that Gabby was set up to be the villain. You knew she was right from the very first scene. But then they don't go for that twist at the end. The twist is, in fact, that she's not a bad guy.
She just wants love.
Yeah, because when she was basically, she's after that kid, isn't she? She's got a damaged voice box, which she then takes from Woody, and she feels like that will get her in touch with this kid that she feels she's meant to be with. And then the kid notices her, picks her up, pulls the voice box, and, you know, she says her line, whatever it is. Hi, I'm Gabby, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And then the kid's like, eh, and just throws her away.
Yeah.
And at that point, you think, okay, here it goes. She's going to turn into, Lotso now and just try and bloody kill everyone or whatever. But she doesn't.
Burn the antique store to the
ground. Yeah. but she doesn't. She actually... She kind of relents, and she ends up finding happiness with a lost kid in this...
bit was really emotional. I was like, I actually felt, emotion for, the child characters, Bonnie.
I hate Bonnie.
Really? I felt, so sad. I could feel something inside me. I felt so sad when she was, she went to the kindergarten for the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And she's sitting there, and she's gone to sit at the back of the class. She hasn't made any friends. And she's just lonely, and Woody's there, and he just goes and makes something out of the bin, or he just chucks a load of stuff on her desk. And then she's, creative, bless her, and just makes a little, Forky, makes a little friend for herself. And I just thought, that's so cute.
You know why I hate her?
Why?
Because this feeds directly into Woody's whole arc in this film, which I actually found very shocking, where this film started out with him and where he found himself. So Woody was obviously Andy's favourite toy, right? Always favoured and stuff.
Mm.
And in this film, you see that he's gone down massively in the ranks. He's the toy he's forgotten about now and just left in the cupboard.
He's the Wheezy.
Yeah. He's the Wheezy, yeah. Mm. And what I hated was that Andy gave Woody to Bonnie on the promise that she would look after him, and she didn't.
Yeah, but she's a kid. What'd you expect?
Yeah, but it's just annoying. It's like, because she was so like, oh, my cowboy. Remember in the third one, and she was like, really loved him or seemed to love him.
Yeah.
And Andy didn't want to let him go, but he thought, wow, this kid loves him so much that I'm just going to, I'll give him away.
Oh, God, don't bring that back.
And he does. And look what happens. Mm. Woody's thrown to like the bottom of the ranks. He's not really wanted. That's why I found it very shocking the way it started out. Like, you saw that montage with the great You've Got a Friend in Me, that track. And you saw this montage of, like, Woody being played with Andy, and then suddenly it shifts to Bonnie, and he's just not included at all. He's just spending most of his time just sitting on a chair watching the other toys being played with.
Yeah.
And that's what brings about Woody's crisis in this film. He has no purpose.
No.
And this is what leads to, I'd say, kind of a controversial ending with what he chooses to do at the end. I don't know. What did you feel about that?
Well, I actually wrote down some points that I thought actually today, instead of, I mean, at work I did this.
Oh, okay.
So that's
working hard.
Yeah, that's my preparation. So I felt like this whole movie was about Woody. I think in the other ones, it's sort of about it's his adventure, but it's hard to explain because this is all about Woody, but it's about how he is not sort of essential anymore. He's kind of not needed in this universe anymore.
He is a lost toy, not literally, but within himself he's lost.
Yeah, but like, it's the first time where I felt like he wasn't on his own adventure and he had nothing left to fulfill, for his own purpose. So he's constantly helping other people. He's helping Gabby. Forky in the beginning. That's like, he's so, and Bo Peep and all the other characters are like, you know, actually surprised as to how he's like, it's not an obsession, but how sort of like driven he is.
Just before I forget, you reminded me of a scene, I'll let you carry on.
Yeah.
But there's that one scene about what you're talking about where he's really persistent in going after Forky.
Mm.
And like literally, there's a cat in that store that nearly shredded all those toys.
Yeah.
And they barely escaped. And he still wants to go back and save Forky in this antique store. And Bo Peep's like, what's wrong with you? Look at us. Look at the state of us.
Yeah.
We can't go back.
Mm.
And he's like, I have to. And she's like, why? And he's like, because I have to. And she's like, why? And she keeps pushing him. Why do you have to go back? And he won't tell her. And then finally he just breaks down and goes, because it's all I have left.
Yeah. He's like,
and then there's just silence.
It's not about him getting love anymore from someone. It's about him creating a journey for someone else. It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I can't give happiness to Bonnie anymore. So you can. So that's the only thing that can give me happiness. I can only get happiness through someone else.
Because that kid is happy.
Instead of his own, yeah.
Because that was the case throughout the last three films, that it was all about making this child happy, one child happy.
Mm.
And what's great is, look at Woody's arc. Compare him to what he was like in the first one, where as soon as he saw that Andy had a new favourite toy, what did he try and do? Tried to kill him.
Tried to kill Buzz.
And now look what he's doing in this one.
Yeah.
Bonnie's got a new favourite toy, and what is he doing? He's trying to save the toy.
It's the journey.
It's the journey he's been on. He's grown so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were you saying about this?
He's constantly living in the past in this one as well.
Like us.
Yeah. He's like, for me, he's damaged in this one.
He's world weary, isn't he? He's like, he's seen a lot.
Mm. He's constantly living in the past. He sort of says Andy instead of Bonnie, doesn't he? And then Forky's like, who's Andy?
Yeah.
And it's just like, he can't seem to move on. He's trying to find something to be able to move on and pass over to the other side almost.
Mm.
Like, he's like a lost spirit almost. It's like, he's on this journey.
Amazing
point.
He's trying
to find something to let him see the light almost.
Mm-hmm.
/ chucking himself into like,
and the light is Bo Peep.
Or a fire incinerator in a landfill site, which is how it should have ended.
This
movie was just about him fulfilling the needs of others and trying to give happiness to Bonnie, obviously, and Gabby as well. It was like, there was that obsession as well, not just with Forky, but in the end, once he like is able to detach himself from, like, I don't know, it's like
when he gives that voice box away, when he gives like, his voice box
it's like
away
he's
to Gab,
giving his soul away, and he realizes like who he really is. He's
brilliant.
Like, he's like, oh, I'm not just a toy. My job is no longer just to like fulfill the happiness of others via this voice box inside me, you know.
Yeah,
it's time for me to like give to someone else. It's time for me to move on and pass the mantle on to someone else.
You're on fire today, man.
It's just so sad. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was. I mean, I mean, did you think there was many
it's
things?
I had some wine.
That, that's what it is. Do you think there was many things wrong with it? I mean, it isn't a perfect film, obviously. In fact, I'm surprised they pulled it off as well as they did, considering it was considered a fourth chapter which didn't need to be made. As we're discussing it, though, I feel like my opinion is changing. At the beginning, I wasn't so sure whether this was worth it or not.
Yeah.
But now, with the points you're raising and what we're talking about it, I feel like, yeah, this was totally needed.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it was perfect.
It was
I
like mean, a, it was like an, more than like a fourth film. It wasn't really a fourth film. I look at it as Toy Story 3.5.
Yeah.
It felt more like an epilogue.
Yeah.
Like the last chapter of a book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rather than a book in itself.
Yeah.
So I think in that sense it works. And I think maybe it wasn't needed entirely. You could have just ended it at 3 and it would have been fine.
Mm.
But if you were going to carry on,
I felt like
just the best thing they could have done.
There wasn't that much depth to the actual like plot of the movie, though. I think like the backstory of Woody was like fantastic; it was like perfect. But the actual plot is pretty much like once they go on the RV, they get on the RV and go on holiday. Like the next hour and a half is pretty much in all the same like surroundings and everything, isn't it? It doesn't really.
Yeah,
really...
although I felt it was the most enjoyable adventure of the four.
Yeah,
I felt, even though it didn't really change place as much as the other three do.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't know. I didn't really have a problem with. Do you know what I did have a problem with actually?
What's that?
The original gang, you know, the Potato Heads, Rex,
yeah.
Ham, Slinky Dog. They weren't involved in this, and that I kind of.
I don't remember seeing Ham. Much Ham that much.
Yeah, he was. Well, they were in it, but they only had like a couple of lines of dialogue each.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's one thing. I felt they dropped the ball a bit on. I understand why they weren't in it so much.
That's why it's not like Toy Story, is it? It's more. It is more like a Woody's journey. Woody's like last hurrah,
yeah.
sort of thing. Because...
Which I love Woody. He's been my favorite character. But I always liked how in the other three, the whole gang were in it together. They were pivotal characters. All of them. They all assisted in some way. Whereas in this one, they were just in the RV the whole time.
Yeah.
And I felt even Buzz was kind of weak in this one.
Yeah. We didn't see much of him, did we? But I think. For me, in my opinion, that's why I've come to the conclusion that I think this was, like, a perfect saga, because I think how it opened was, like, beautifully. It was, like, it was about, it basically started with Woody and finished with Woody. And
absolutely.
And that's why I loved it. It's all about, you know, Woody's Andy in the first one, Woody's Andy's number one toy. You know, if anyone fucking tries to disrupt that, I'm going to try and kill you. He doesn't actually try and, like, stab Buzz or, like, break him or
pushes anything. Him out the window.
But like, does he do that? I can't remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it opens about Woody, and I'm not saying like I don't want to discredit Toy Story and say it's all about Woody, because it isn't all Woody's journey at all. But I just love the beginning, how it is all about Woody, and then through the middle of it, Toy Story 2 introduces other characters who are essential, crucial. You know, we need Jesse, we need Bullseye.
Do we?
Yeah.
I've never liked those two.
Toy Story 2 was brilliant. And it's like, well, again, actually, in Toy Story 2, another backstory to do with Woody. It goes back to Woody again, doesn't it?
Woody's
like,
Roundup, yeah.
Yeah. And then the third one about Andy as well. And, you know, and it just the way it closes on Woody is perfect. But I don't know, actually, about the ending, because I kind of feel like it kind of opens it up. Like, they could do a 5, I reckon, just about, like, Bo Peep and Woody.
It's
like,
it's open to spin-offs,
Which, so, I wonder if the ending, if I'm being picky, like, it could have ended better, but I think overall it was beautiful.
It was great, wasn't it? And it was the funniest of the four, I think.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
100%, and that's due to the new characters.
Yeah.
So,
especially Rajon,
yeah. And it was Keanu Reeves as Duke Kaboom.
Yeah.
He was impressive.
I didn't know he was in it until the end.
He was so good. But I guess that's why you don't really, I mean, I think it's an afterthought when you think about, oh, the original gang weren't really in it much, it didn't feature much. I do miss that in retrospect, but the new characters were just so, so, so funny. I think, like I said, I didn't really enjoy Jesse or Bullseye, didn't really enjoy Ken in Toy Story 3, but in this one, they were all stealing the scenes, Forky, Duke Kaboom, Bunny and Ducky. They were just all, like, they were all great characters, and I didn't expect that.
I think it might not be, like, the best thing for us personally, for new characters that we don't really get the chance to get to know in that they're only going to feature in this film, and they steal the show. That's not maybe the best thing for us personally, because we loved, in our ideal world, because we're like nostalgia critics and mm-hmm. long for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
In an ideal world, you know, we'd get to know characters from the start, we'd see their journey, and the same characters from one would steal the show in four.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I think that's like arguably like the healthiest thing for like something like us nostalgia people, and the best way to sort of end it and to say, look, Kieran and Jack, you know, we're sorry, but this is ending now, this is coming to an end. You know, you're not going to see that much of Buzz, you're not going to see that much of Slinky in this one, Rex, mm-hmm. pig thing, ham.
Potato heads, yeah.
Yeah, you're not going to see that because it's coming to an end. You know, they've had their day.
Aww.
We're closing it off, introducing new characters. They're kind of like weaning the nostalgic people off of it, aren't they?
Almost, yeah. But it goes with the theme of the film that you have to move on and you have to accept life as it is now and not cling on to the past. Just get over it, basically. And I didn't expect to like the new characters, to be honest. I was ready to hate them. But Legends. Man, they won me over, man. Yeah. They were so, so funny. Like, we were just laughing throughout that entire hour and 40 minutes, or whatever it was.
They talk about, like, it's funny, because in some films, like Spider-Man films, like, oh, don't put too many villains in, don't try and force or too many in, and like this one. But, like, they put the Canadian thing in, what's called Duke Kaboom. Yeah, they put him in, he stole the show, he was hilarious. And then they managed to add the two plush toys as well.
They stole their scenes. Ducky,
and they were hilarious as well. Like, the people stole their scenes. They did it just right. And it felt like any other Toy Story film, really. It wasn't like, nothing to do with it, but it wasn't like The Force Awakens to The Last Jedi, was it? It was like,
oh, hell no.
It felt right. And I think that's another reason why, for me, it was like the perfect way to end it. I don't think you could. I think you're being really picky if you sort of expected like a lot different in that. I think from what we could have expected, I think it was perfect.
I think everyone was just hoping not for it not to ruin, because okay. three was seemingly like the end to a perfect trilogy.
Yeah.
So I think everyone was skeptical, and we just don't. This isn't necessary. You've closed it off. We don't need this.
Mm.
We don't want it to get messed up. I think that was the concern, because it does mean a lot to a lot of people. I mean, for me. This is actually when you're talking about nostalgic films and films that we watched in our childhood, this is one of the big ones for me, at least.
Absolutely.
One of the first films I saw in the cinema, so this means an incredible amount to me. So I was very skeptical as well. I have to say, I was like, just like everybody else, I was like, it doesn't need to be made. Why are they doing this? And even it further emphasized it more when they said, oh, it's about Woody reconnecting with Bo Peep. And I was like, why do we need to see that? We don't need to see that.
Yeah.
But actually, they did have a legit romance in the first two.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't get much screen time together, that you felt a history between these two characters in this film.
Mm.
Like I said, that opening scene had real weight to it. You know, when she was getting taken away, when they showed how she got separated. Right from then, there was a real heft to it.
I'm surprised he let her go, though. Like, he chose Andy over her, pretty much, didn't he?
He was going to, but that was when he had a different mindset about, it's all about the kid.
Yeah, pushed the box out and then...
That's it.
Yeah.
But I think, what do you think of Bo Peep, actually? Because she didn't really have a character in one and two, I felt. She was just, you know, the token female.
Yeah, she was just in the same costume all the time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Always with her little sheep. And then this one, she's like... got karate moves and all sorts.
She has some real fire to her. She seems like she's world weary as well. She's clearly changed her view on what it means to be a toy.
Yeah.
And just wants to be free and like travel the world and stuff.
Yeah, they were the two sort of like adults, weren't they? They were almost like the mum and the dad, and like Buzz and everyone was like the kids. Because like Tim Allen like was still quite like childlike in this one. Like Buzz was more like naive than I would have expected.
Buzz was very strange in this, in that, you know, in like the original three, he always has some sort of like a gimmick. Like in the first one, he thought he was a space ranger.
Yeah.
In the second one, he met another space ranger who he tried to convince, you know, he was just a toy. Then in the third one, he had that weird Spanish mode and all that. There's always that kind of gimmick with his settings. But they all had like different levels to them. They were all, those jokes had levels and they were funny. In this one, he has this reoccurring thing about his inner voice. Because Woody says, oh, you know, you should always go with your inner voice. And then Buzz has this obsession with, that's his character, isn't it? He has an obsession with things.
Yeah. Constantly pressing the red button and asking for advice, thinking that's...
Yeah, yeah. He's constantly like pressing his little button and whatever that says, he'll go and do.
Yeah.
He thinks that's his inner voice. And while that was funny to start with, it wore thin pretty quickly. And I was like, is that all there is to the joke? Because the other jokes, the other running jokes with him in the first three, they were kind of complex and they had different layers to them.
Yeah.
And you could enjoy it for the duration of the film. Where this one, it was kind of weak, I felt. It kind of wore pretty thin fast. And I was like, is that it? Is that what we're doing with him? And that's all he does in this film.
Yeah, I think that's why I was okay with them sort of in the being like a shadow, like Slinky, Buzz, Rex.
Mm.
I think that I was okay with them being in the background and this being about sort of Bo Peep and Woody.
But I'm not so sure, because at the end they make a big deal about of, we're going to say it now because I don't think we have actually said it literally here, Woody and Buzz part ways. Woody yeah. parts ways with the rest of the gang and that stays with Bo Peep.
That was the most emotional tear-jerking part without Shadow of a Doubt.
100%. And like, you know, the only reason that worked was because of what we've been through with these characters yeah. from the first three.
Mm.
Because if it was just based on this one, you wouldn't have got that. And in fact, I think because of the way Buzz was handled in this one, it wasn't yeah. as emotional as it could have been.
Yeah.
Because Woody and Buzz didn't really connect in this one much. Buzz was kind of...
Because we didn't finish on a journey with all of them.
Exactly.
It was about sort of Bo Peep and Woody. Like,
so I think they messed up there, because they try and force down a bit of emotion at the end. You know, where they pan across and Woody's looking at all the old toys.
Yeah.
Like the old gang. And it's like they're trying to get you to be emotional about it, and you are a little bit because of you know what they've been through.
If you've grown up with it, then you remember. But if like, but otherwise.
But based on that film,
Based on that film, it's like, you know, who are these people? I've not seen them for like
for the last 2 hours. Yeah, So it's kind of that bit's kind of forced, and it was the same with Buzz, and it's even weirder with Buzz actually, because he's on the adventure for the whole thing, pretty much.
Yeah.
He's in the antique store with them trying to save Forky. But he's not got much to do. He's just getting pummeled by the plushes.
Yeah.
For most of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. That's probably a flaw for me. But again, I guess why they couldn't do it because of the way the story was structured. The story had great pacing actually. It moved along very quickly.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like an hour and 40 minutes. It went by in a flash. And it was, without a shadow of a doubt, the funniest of the four. I thought it was going to be the darkest, based on like the posters and everything. And the first teaser, I thought it was going to be the darkest of all of them. And in parts it was. But I think Toy Story 3 has a bit more darkness to it and emotional weight.
I think if it ended at Toy Story 3, we wouldn't have had any complaints, would we?
No. See, that's the thing. Was this worth it? I'm so confused. I don't know. Was it?
But I think it was, because it's like, we're seeing like a matured Woody, like a complete Woody.
Oh, true. Yeah, I forgot about all the stuff, the great points you were making earlier.
Like that.
Yeah, no, it was worth it. Yeah.
Like this is what it is. I don't know. It's from a child's point of view, from children viewing it. Yeah, that's fine. This seems like the end of this kind of story, the end of Toy Story. Woody and the other toys being given to someone else who will appreciate them more, while the main character, Andy, the main kid, goes off to university. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But from our point of view, some kids who have grown up with it, I think they kind of owe it to us to sort of show us the full journey of Woody. And this is the complete Woody, like the complete version of the character, like in the fourth one.
Yeah. I would say so. I think
this is how he has to sort of retire.
Yeah.
Go his own way.
He has to, because I felt like we did actually need to see what happened after three in a way with Woody, because he was so devoutly loyal to Andy.
Yeah.
And that's what he says in this one. And he says, Bo Peep says, oh, you're the one who's lost, because he's, you know, trying to help a kid that doesn't love him back.
Yeah.
So she's implying that he's the one who's actually lost internally, which he is. He finds out he is.
Yeah.
And he's still kind of like, oh, I forgot what the point I was going to make.
This is fascinating radio.
Yeah, that's not helping. Where was I?
We're talking about Bo Peep, lost toy, the lost toy scene.
Yeah, she's saying he's lost.
And what's his reaction?
Oh my God. I've gone blank on that. But anyway, what I was going to say was that he's... You remember that scene? There's a great scene where him and Forky are just walking down the road.
Yeah.
And he's mentioning that, like... with Andy. They're talking about Andy.
Yeah.
And Woody's like, you know, you watch your owner grow. You see him through his childhood grow up.
Mm.
And then... You're with him every day, and then one day, suddenly, he just leaves you.
Yeah.
And then, from that point onwards, you never get to find out what he's going to do with the rest of his life.
Yeah. He goes off on his own journey, and you don't see him, you don't know what they're doing. He's doing daily, yeah.
From being that close in his childhood to him, to suddenly be cut off from him altogether.
Yeah.
That is, like, so... That scene had a lot of...
It's like
that was an emotional punch.
Really strong meaning, isn't it? It's clever. They're using obviously toys for this metaphor and everything, and it's amazing.
But it happens in real life. Like nothing good lasts forever. Your childhood doesn't last forever. You even now, the stuff we're doing now, you know, like we'll go out with our mates all the time, like every weekend, we'll have a great time. But even that that's not permanent. That phase of our lives will end. And we'll have to eventually settle down and...
Yeah, but not for a long time.
No, but, well, you never know.
You see, like I said to you, the other night, like, we're just having a conversation now. This is nothing to do with Toy Story. But, you know, comment below to give Barnes some reassurance. Because he thinks that as soon as, like, we have children, we're just going to part ways and never see each other again. But my point is... That's not true, because, like, you still get friends. It's not going to be like...
I don't mean like...
It's not going to be like American Pie, where they don't see each other for 10 years, and then they have the reunion. It's like, oh, what's your life like? Oh, I'm working in the city and everything. It's like as long as we all still live local to each other, you know, we can be like... It's, you know, people make effort.
But that's...
Shout out to WhatsApp, you know, we can...
That's the thing, I guess. You don't know that's going to happen. That's the thing. And that's what kind of Toy Story 4... kind of convey to me is that you don't know what's going to happen. And
when I'm 35, I'm going to be putting messages on the group saying, anyone want to go for a midweek spoon
with the one other person in the group?
Yeah, because you kick everyone out when you're drunk.
Shut up.
That scene with, we need to wrap this up, because I think what we do is we tend to sort of like rabbit on and go through the same points over and over again.
Yeah.
So we're going to like wrap it up.
Thanks for bringing that to everybody's attention, but yeah.
Yeah, go back and watch our other videos and notice how it lasts half an hour longer than it needs to. No, but anyway,
no.
When he's walking down the road with Sporky, or is it, no, Forky.
Forky, yeah.
I
love that bit, by the way, when he goes, you know, when he jumps, Forky jumps out of the RV, and he's like, I'm not a toy, I'm a fork or something. And he just jumps and he looks really pissed off, and then he just jumps out.
Yeah.
I love how suicidal he is at the start, when he's like, trash, and he keeps trying to jump in the trash.
He's like mentally unstable.
He is. He's got this existential crisis about whether he's trash or whether he's a toy.
But, like, one last point about Woody. Like, he, like, something isn't right in Woody's head, like, in this film. Something's not right with him. He's not happy anymore. He's realizing, like, subconsciously that something's not right. He's no longer, like, important. He's not the top of the pile anymore.
Mm.
He's not. So that's why he starts naturally looking out for others. But on that little, like, walk with Forky, it's like a counselling session. Because in the first one, Woody would have always been the leader, wouldn't he?
Mm.
And he does show traits of that, like being a leader in this film.
He tries to at the beginning, doesn't he? But that other toy shuts him down.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm in charge here. And he's like, oh, yeah.
But he's crying out for something when he's talking to Forky. Like, when he's saying, he tells Forky like his whole life story, because Forky ends up relaying that to Gabby when they're in that cupboard.
Antique store, yeah.
Antique thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's just saying like, oh, I was with, you know, Andy, and then Buzz came along, and like, he's just like living in the past.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you've either got to get over this, or you've got to do something. Go and run away with the circus and become a traveller.
Yeah. Which is what he does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we've hit all the main points that we wanted to say.
Yeah.
Have you got anything left?
No.
So I guess the final question to ask, which is what the title of this video is, was it worth it? Was it worth it making the fourth one? I've kind of changed my opinion since, actually, from when I started off this show to the end of it.
Yeah.
I was very unsure, but now after speaking to you and going through it and exploring the arc of Woody and what he goes through in this film. Yeah, it was worth it.
Woody's arc. That would be like a good name for this episode, maybe. I don't know. But I'd actually go as far as saying I'd watch it again. Whereas, like, I wasn't actually that bothered or enthusiastic at all, like, about seeing it. But now I'm so glad I did, and I'd go and see it again. I'd happily analyze it again. And yeah, it
Yeah,
would
there's a
be
lot to
fun.
it, and and I will say, as ridiculous as this sounds, this ain't a film for kids. I don't
No.
think. I think it's an I think it's made for adults.
Yeah.
The kind of
It's
things they're talking about.
for the real Toy Story fans, isn't it? From the who were there from the beginning.
Who were there since 95 in the cinema?
Yeah.
But
Definitely. We should post like a question every week for like people to answer, and then we can like read their comments next week because we've had so many people commenting on our videos so
I think that'd
far.
be a massive waste of time at this point.
Yeah,
But
let's
forget about
not
that.
forget
But
about that.
let's. I want to ask you the question. So you
No,
think it was
wait.
worth it, right?
That's the question. Was it worth
Was
it?
it
Comment
worth
below. Was it worth it? We'll read your questions out next week, and you get a shout out on the Scooter Radio podcast.
100%.
Okay.
But actually, I want to ask one more question. It might be a bit early for this,
Yeah.
but how would you rank all four films now?
I thought you said awful films then. So, well,
No, all four.
I wouldn't rank awful films very high. No,
Three is actually at the bottom for me. I know that. Actually, no. No. Do you know what I think I'd go?
One,
One.
two, three, four, or 1, 2, 4, 3.
Wait, what? That was way too quick for
One,
me to
two, one,
process.
two, one, two, three, four, or 1, 2, 4, 3. But I think you can't. I think you need each one. So for me, I think it is 1, 2, 3, 4 because you need you.
It's obviously a part of One Piece. Yeah, that's a
Yeah,
good way to put it. Yeah, it's one
you
film.
need everyone.
Yeah, you do. I guess
I
that's such
think
a PC answer, though.
Do you know what? I enjoyed 4 more than 3. 3 was at the end killed me, really
Three
emotional.
is a while it's
But
great, it's
4 I overall enjoyed more than 3. But one, first one, 100% the best one in my opinion. Then the second one. I thought the second one was really good.
lot of
Whereas
people
like
think the
you,
first one is the worst.
what?
Not that it's bad by any means, but like that it is the
Really?
worst of like yeah, the least greatest of the four. Do you know why I think?
Awesome.
Because I rate one as the number one as well, but that I know that's 100% nostalgia. Because it's not as complex as the other three. No way.
Yeah.
In fact, if you want to go by complexity, I think four is the most complex in
Yeah.
the themes they're talking about.
Yeah, because it's the darkest in it, really, isn't it?
I don't think it's the darkest. I think three is the darkest.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, three's the darkest.
Four is, I think, the most emotionally complex, let's say.
Yeah.
It deals with a lot of complex themes, and like I said, it's more adult in that sense. Not in terms of darkness. Three was undoubtedly the darkest. Dealing with death and just kind of the imagery of it all was very dark. If you notice, three is very, the way it's shot, the cinematography, it's very, there's a lot of blacks and dark greens in it.
I cannot remember that much of three. I've got to be honest. Maybe I need to watch it again.
Yeah, watch it again. Why not?
I won't.
But yeah, wow. So yeah, I guess yeah, it was worth it. I think that's what the we've arrived at our answer there.
Yes.
So
And do you think it was worth it, listeners? Let us know.
yeah.
But are we ready to wrap up? Shall I go
Yep.
through our
Yeah, I think you're ready.
summary?
So Toy Story 3, 3, 4, Toy Story 4, two thumbs up.
From Barge,
Yeah,
it was worth it.
100%, yeah.
Okay, and now for the Scooter Radio wrap up. Right, thank you for listening, everyone. I just made that on the spot.
You did.
Please subscribe because we make new videos every week when we can be bothered. We do actually. And yeah, just for everyone who listens to this, thank you very much because without your following and everything, we wouldn't be able to go on. So go back and view the other videos. We did a Scream video last week, which is doing pretty well. We're pretty happy with. Don't forget to like our Facebook page and follow us. That cough thing was it like I'm missing something?
No, I'm just telling you to hurry up.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm joking.
Not very funny, is it? Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
follow us on Twitter at @scooter_radio19.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And we'll discuss what our next one's going to be, because I've got quite a very...
Well, the first time, I don't actually know what our next one's going to be.
I know, but I don't know. I don't know if you'll agree with me to doing this. It's going to be quite left field, but
stay tuned.
Yeah, so we'll leave them in suspense for this one.
Leaving them on a cliffhanger there.
Stay tuned. Same bat time.
Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and you will find out. You follow all the news, all the school radio gossip. Okay, so take care, everyone. God bless. I'm not a really religious person, but yeah, just bless everyone out there. Do you have anything to say?
No, just. Yeah, I love you all, and thanks for listening.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye.